Thank you for calling XPL. My name is Winston. How can I assist you today?
Did you say your name is Winston?
Yes.
Hi, Winston. It's John again. I have a work order for you.
Alrighty. Go ahead with that work
I'm
order
telling
number.
You, it's a Tuesday thing, man.
I told you I was going to hear back from you again.
It's going to be 0789-640-ALPHA.
Is this for Joseph Sturm?
Sturm, yep.
How can I assist? What's going on?
So we went there to install a dishwasher. Now this is a commercial building. I shouldn't even went upstairs, to be honest with you, with the dishwasher I had, but I did.
Okay.
And the customer purchased the standard LG dishwasher, where his kitchen setup in the office was ADA accessible, meaning it's, you know, people in wheelchairs, people with disabilities can access the countertops and sinks and whatnot. So everything's shorter. His countertop height was right-hand side 32 and 3/4 inches, left-hand side 33 inches even. Dishwasher height at its lowest point is 33 5/8 inches. Customer then insisted we open the dishwasher so he can measure it himself. I showed him exactly on the tape measure how it wouldn't fit. He insisted that we try and make it fit. So for customer satisfaction purposes, I gave him the visual of it not fitting by trying to put it in there, at which point he demanded we take the feet off to see if that would make it fit. So we did that. Still didn't fit like I told him it wouldn't. And that's that.
All right. Is the number on the other good for the customer? Can I call and confirm?
Yep. And then I do have a breeze code for you.
Oh, I don't have to call and confirm then. Jeff, what's up?
All right. Can you give me 1 second?
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Winston. All right. I spoke to DOD Amanda.
Okay, Amanda.
Yeah, normal name.
All right.
And breeze code's 282-267-709. I shouldn't say normal name. She just spoke clearly.
Yes, sir. Let me get you notated.
What time you got to work, though?
7:30.
What time is it now?
3 o'clock.
Well, you're an hour behind us.
Yep. And you are taking it back to the warehouse, am I not correct?
You are correct. Down there, their days are 25 hours long. Ours are only 24.
Mm-mm.
They don't have a 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'm telling you, I drove around. You were wrong. The afternoon didn't do nothing to me.
Okay. Y'all had a pretty easy day today then.
I don't know. Hey, I'd rather be making the money, but.
True.
Hey.
Y'all get paid per ins. I do understand that part.
The trip charge, that covers the gas and whatnot that we, you know. So.
Did you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you.
But hey, at least I did two jobs.
Yeah. Make it fit. He then understood that it wasn't.
Yeah, I was advised by my area manager, Dave Berry, next time something like that happens. Just call into you guys and say I'm just calling to have you on the recorded line.
Yep.
Is that normal?
Yep. That is very normal. That way you cover yourself. If anything goes wrong with him trying to make you do that, and you had already advised him that it wouldn't due to the dimensions, of the procedure that which you already took. So if he wants you to do something, anything outside of procedure, yes, you want to call us. That way we get it all notated and we get it on the line.
Yeah, he said something about we don't go back at that point.
Yep. Come on, Amanda.
Did you hear from Bob today?
Nope, not today. He hasn't hit call my line.
Oh, he must be getting all his jobs done then.
No, I sure haven't heard from him all day. All right. Give me one more minute. I'm going to get that trip charge process for you fellas, and you'll be good to go.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else that you fellas would need from me?
That's it. Thank you again.
No problem, John. You be safe out there. Thanks for talking with XPO. Enjoy your day.
All right. Have a good one.
Yes, yes.